We see from Zal, from this Hashbo, that he is Chayyot, and he holds that the Simen of Ein Chayo means, the Simen of Ein Chayo means that it is, the Simen of Ein Chayo means that it's Ein Chayo even with therapy being administered. Now, in regard to the machlokes tanoim, in regard to the machlokes tanoim, as to whether treifa is chayo or treifa is in a chayo, so the question arises, how can we explain this fact that there is a machlokes tanoim? I mean, this is the question of mitzias. Question of mitzias. Now, so the Ram, the Kiddushi Aram, is the Kasha. Now, before I discuss the Ran, I would like to mention what Tesis says at the end of Chum. I mean, that Tesis is not to be understood in the sense that Eino Chayo is the basis of the Shemtrei. Because we mentioned that one of the Rayas as to why we couldn't say that the Ein Chayo is the basis of the Shem Treifa. Because if this is the basis, because this you could say according to Mandoma Treifa Ein Chayo. But how about the Mandoma Treifa Chayo? So then we certainly have to say that the reason as to why it's a Treifa, because the Allah Chumash Mishinah declares it is a Treifa. That's all. Because it's Chayo too. So Mele, if this is true according to one Tani, so it's true according to another Tanakh. After all, these Tanoim are not chilik what constitutes the essence of Treifa. So if according to the Tanoim we say Treifa Chayo, the essence of Treifa does not consist in having a Mako that is fatal. So according to another Tanoim, the essence of Treifa does not consist in having a Mako that is Treifa either. So now there is a thesis that says that Kufmen turn to the, you don't have to go over the whole thesis because that will take you some time. The first thing is that Kufmen and Dab, Treif is Mechayis Nav. Oh, Kilei Shleima. The eighth line from the end of the thesis, Kilei Shleima. The Hosh of Bukir Meirom, Ein Svor and Mayit Mechusarim, there are Treif. The Abba Gab de Chayo, in a Chayo Zman Meru. So Tesis says here a very important halacha, that even the Mandoma who says Treifa Chayo, the Mandoma who says Treifa in a Chayo, it means it cannot survive for more than 12 months. The Mandoma who says Treifa Chayo, it can survive for more than 12 months. But any of the Makis that is a trait for certainly reduces the span of life of the baby. It reduces the span of life of the baby. Now, according to what Esau says here, so then this raya is rebutted. I mean, the raya that we mentioned. That the Shem Chayo, that the fact that it's in Chayo is not the basis of the Shem Treifa, it's only Sinan. And what was one of the rayas was that he, because according to Mandoma Treifa Chayo, he couldn't say that the in Chayo is the basis of the Shem Treifa, because it's Chayo. So Mele, why? So the Mandoma who says in Chayo, it couldn't be the basis either, because after all, there is no Machlekes Tanoim as to what constitutes the essence of Shem Treifa. But now the Tisa says that even the Mandalman says pray for Chayim, he's also laid there that it's in a Chayim. It's destined to die on account of this condition. It's not going to live that span of life that it would have lived had it not been afflicted with that trait. So maybe we can say that according to everybody. And let's say now the research is there. The inner chayo is the basis of the Isa Treifo. That's the Yeshemrim that the Miri mentions. Yeshemrim. And also the Shita that the Sheol and the Rajbo mentions. And that's Ishita's Rajemrim. They say that if Ivada Treifo, the Yeshemrim in the Miri says that if Ivada Treifo was observed to have survived for more than 12 months, so then it's Buddha Bachir. Because then we see that it was not an Italomus. Let it be because of Maizanism. It doesn't make any difference. Even if it lived for 12 months because of Maizanism, but the fact she's not an Italomus. What difference does it make? What the reason is? But that's a Shita Shochet. It's a Shita Tchum. But it's still a Shita Sarshenim. But the question is, so that shite, how will they explain the Mandoma who says Treifo is higher? So then we couldn't say. So then we have to say. Then we couldn't say that the inner higher, the Nitalomus is the basis. The inner higher is the basis of the Shem Treifo. So how can we say it according to Mandoma who says Treifo inner higher? So, according to the stasis, so it's no kasha. But that does not mean that according to the stasis, the inner chayah is the basis we see from all these machines. That even if it lives for whatever reason, it's still affected with the Shem Treifus. Because it's only a sinner. But stasis, Teise said that because Teise says it was unreasonable to assume that there should be such a wide divergence in Mitzias between one time and another. Sometimes we find a Machlekes in Mitzias, but that there should be such a wide divergence in the question of Mitzias, that's unreasonable. So Mele, if we say that according to one time it's in a Chayim, and according to the other Tana, it's higher, it can live a normal span of life, then it's not only Machlekes and Mitzias. There is a wide divergence in the Machlekes and Mitzias. But if we say that everybody agrees that in higher, that it necessarily entails a reduction of the lifespan of the behavior because of that organic defect, so it necessarily entails a reduction in the lifespan of the behavior. So the male, but the machlekes is only whether it is chayo, it cannot be chayo for more than 12 months, or it can be chayo for more than 12 months, but ultimately it's going to die as a result of that condition. And now every behemoth is going to die, but the behemoth that has such a condition is going to have a reduced lifespan. Now, but still, the Ran as the kasha. How is it possible that the Chachomim will be hearing any question of Mitzias? Why don't they adopt the empirical approach and let's observe? That's what the Ran is, the Chiddush HaRan. So he says like this: Being Tema, at the very beginning in the Chiddush HaRan, Heich Nech Lekochach Min Yisroel Bidobo She'ef Shal Amido V'yishu Zatrei V'yitzit V'yishreidesh Lilis In Echayis Allah. Let the Chachomim lock up thousands of treifes, and observe them. Yesh leima shekvoshom en harbe ולהויו מסחיימס, ואפילו הוכל מי שאויועים מרטריף החיו מדרך קבלוסי, או מדרך חוכמוסי, לא יוחד לבי, שאויוחלים במקווה מייסו, ולוי שאחים מגורנו, או שאויוחל לבי מר, אילו היותי בו חוזר, הוי סו מסחיימס. So the Ran says, I think the Ran says here something very remarkable. He says that it's not really machlokes mitzias between the Tane who says treifa chayo and the Tane who says treifa nechama. It's not really machlokes mitzias. Now, what's the afkemina between the Tane who says treifa chayo and the Tane who says treifa nechama? So there is one afkemina. We got the sofik treifa. Let's say it. We have the sofik truso. Sofik truso. And we don't know whether it's a treifa or not. So if we lock up that behemo for 12 months, and it survives, so according to Mandoma, treifa ina chayo, it's muteres b'achilo. According to Mandoma, who says treifa chayo, it's not muteres b'achilo. It's not muteres b'achilo. So that's the only nafkemine between Mandoma, who says treifa chayo, and Mandoma, who says treifa ina chayo. So Mele, the pshat in the Ram is as follows. He says, it is true that the reason is why he says they are a number of behemoths that survived for more than 12 months. That survived for more than 12 months. But the Mandoma who says, so Mandoma who says Trefa Chayo, so that's why. That's why he says it's Trefa Chayo. Because we know there are a number of behemoths that survived for more than 12 months. And the one who says Trefa in Chayo, how does he explain? So he says, So there are a number of behemoths that survived, and most behemoths, treifas, did not survive for more than 12 months. So the Mandoma who says, treifa ina chayo, so he says, the reason is why they didn't survive, because it was, because it cannot survive. And the Mandoma who says, treifa chayo, so he says the reason as to why it didn't survive for more than 12 months, not that it couldn't survive, because the teva was not chozok, was not strong enough of that name. But memele, you cannot draw the conclusion that this should apply to every name. Maybe all the other behemoths who did not survive for more than 12 months is because they didn't have a strong nature. But if they had this strong nature, they would survive for more than 12 months. How do you know that this behemoth has as weak an organism as the behemoths upon whom you experimented? So what does it mean? So in other words, everybody agrees there is no dispute as to the mitzvahs. In other words, the mitzvahs, the chachomim did perform an experiment on thousands of behemoths, and they saw that chube de ube, they don't survive. And sometimes they do survive. So how is it that some survive, some don't survive? Those that survive with the treifa condition is because they have a very strong teva. And those that don't survive, so because they don't have a strong nature. So that way, so the male one Mandoma says, we do not have to anticipate maybe this behemoth that survived for more than 12 months, who lived for 2 years, maybe it has a very unusual, strong organism. We don't have to mechashish. And the other Mandoma says, who says, treifa chayo, says, the fact that it lived for 2 years after this accident does not show with the Ari, does not show that it wasn't fought by the Ari. Maybe it was fought by the Ari, and the Ari did inject the poison, but maybe this behavior, Maybe this behemoth has a very strong organism. So what does it mean? Now, we all know that sometimes when a person is sick, so sometimes he dies because of the sickness, and sometimes he dies not because of the sickness, but because he is sick, so melee, his organism is weak and the resistance is low, so melee, he dies from something else because his resistance is low. So in other words, the Chachomim, this is what the Ram says, the Chachomim performed an experiment on thousands and thousands of behemoths. And most of these behemoths, so, did die. did not survive for more than 12 months. Some survived. So, so there is no machlokes in the mitzvahs. There is no machlokes in the mitzvahs. So, hakamedim, that some behemoths, even though they are treifes, they might die. They might survive for more than 12 months because they have a very strong resistance. But most not. So the melee, the machlekes between the tanoim is in any specific situation. We have a sofik truso. We locked up the behemoth, who is a sofik truso by Navi. And it lived for more than 12 months. So Mandoma, who says, Treifo in a chayo, that's a raya that is not a treifo. Because it's very unlikely that the reason as to why it was able to live in spite of this defect, organic defect, is because it has a very great resistance, So, with this defect, it was able to live for more than 12 months. And the Bandoma who says, Treifo in a chayo, he says, we don't have to be chayshish. It's possible, but we don't have to finish it. So that's the machlokes.
Kaf Gimel Iyar Hashana Tav Shin Mem Aleph, May 27th, 1981,
Bli Ayin. Didn't die within 12 months. That was the machshir. So it says, Shuvo, Im Ruiso Vishomaito Mishemekil Umachshir Vizeres O Im Chol Mashimono Chachom Im Chol Atrifies Al Tishma Leiru Liteiru Vulitiv Kezeiz Vizroel. וכל מי שמחשיר זה נראה בעיניי כמי צילה אז על דברי חכמים והרי נאמר לחימוך בדבר זה כדי שאין לכל ולכל יורי וחורי בדבר השם גדע בנויו ולא יעשו דברי חכמי ישראל הקדושים כי גדע רתחויו ועולה שועו ופורץ הרי שמונו חכמים ונשנסינו בלטריפס שמנעוס הטריפס וקובס הבנשת ופסוקס הגרגרת וקוטון למסיבת מסליס זה הכלל כל שאינקומי או חיו טריפו ואמרים הלא בגמור ניתן למסליס לטריפין החיו ומי ניתן לטונן מי נתונן לטונן ועשיה בזה הכלל ועל זה הכלל סוף כל איזה פס גור משב שמייצה אנתן לי זה אלוהי כלמן דומה דיס לי אוסם דהי קטון מסליס שאינקומי או חיו לאו אין החיו שני מוסחי לדובת קומה אלו אין החיו מייסי טריפס ויסי ולא מוצמנו לך הזמן קומה וכדאם עלי לרבד יאמר סימן לי טריפו שליש שני ולהר בשביסקיים שתיים ושלישון ויקנינה בתנאי So he says, what is he says that of men? The Tim de Mandoma who says, Treifo Chayo, Tim de Mandoma who says, Treifo Chayo. So, but it doesn't mean that it can live the normal span of life. It can live the normal span of life. It means it can live more than 12 months. But everybody agrees that it's a loss. And there are certain machines here. Then he says, בכל מה שמונו חכמים מטריפי יסבדוי ולא יעשו סוף מטריפי ואם יש לי שלי בי נקווה ויימה שמו מדיבו חכמים אלו לרוב ורוב בלחיים שמטריפו באחד מהטריפי יש שמונו חכמים מן החיים אבל אפשר שמקצוס על חיים חוזק גופו מטיבו אם כן אפשר And if someone is living Ekvei, he'll say that when the Gemara says Treif in a Chayu, it means Rov Treif is a Chayu. But there is a new Treifes who have such a strong organism that they can live. Whose Shita is that? That's the Shita of the Marshal. But the Marshal, even though the Marshal says that Treif is in a Chayu only means Rov Treif is in a Chayu, means Treif is a Chayu, but still it doesn't go so far as that Machshir, as the Yish Kishayim and Ramamiri, to say that if we observe that a certain body treifo did survive for more than 12 months, the Mashal says in so many words that even the true, the treif is in the chayis, the new treif is in the chayis, but even the new treif is in the chayis, are also a bachile. So what's the chat in the Mashal? Because the Mashal holds that the inner chayo is only a simen. It's not the essential fact. It's not the cause of the shem treifo. But So the Rashba says, "Vinyech shalim inek veviema shemo v'divur chachom malariv v'riv balachayim shemitzvuf ubechad matrifias shemo chachom min chayim aval efshar shemitzos on chayim chizim gufa v'divur im kein kvar betal tokvar mishnasenu shomer shein komeyo chayo shekoma shemo chachom lidas tan maslisen I efshar v'chayis shechinom moderach klal." So from that argument, the way the Rashba rebuts that Tanoche, that premise, which is the sheet of the Marshal lived after them, the Rashba. But the way the Rashba rebuts the same svore that the Marshal says, it tends to indicate that the Rashba holds that the Ein Chayo is not just a simen, a coincidental fact. That's the basis of the Shem Treif. Because he says, if we are going to assume that Treif or Ein Chayo means Roif Treif is Ein Chayo, but in new Treif is Chayo, so if we do find the new Treif is Ein Chayo, if we are confronted with the new treifes, with one of the new treifes, the tarchayes, so it should be mutabachere. What kind of a? Why does he say that? Well, the marshal says that new treifes are chayes, but still the marshal says even those that are chayes are also a cell, because the inner chayo is only a simen. It's not the essential fact. So how does he rebut this? So it appears from this. First of all, it appears. Because it, then he said, what you say, that certain people testify that certain treifes that live for more than 12 months. So he says, Uchiyu atomeit al shiyef shashori so isimilach. He says, it's impossible to testify such a thing. Uysibo acheras yishka. The question is, I mean, of course, whatever the Gemara says is true, but suppose someone testifies that he saw a Vadai Treifo, and he observed the Vadai Treifo survived for more than 12 months, so he said, maybe he didn't observe well, maybe he forgot, maybe he was mixed up, and he saw it, and what he saw, that it lived for more than 12 months, that was a different behemoth, not this behemoth. Maybe, you see, there was two behemoths, and he mixed up one behemoth with the other. Why does he have to say that, if the Rashba had agreed with the Shita of the Rambam, and the Shita of Ramatah, that Treifu Nechayo means without therapy being administered? So then, he could easily explain this apparent inconsistency with what the Gemara says. I mean, the fact that we observe sometimes that the behemoth treifo survives for more than 12 months. Maybe as it was it raised on the pasture, so it took into its system a certain medicine without knowing. All right, behemoth less than masla, but it doesn't mean that the possibility of a behemoth, you know, taking in unintentionally a certain medicine that serves as a cure is impossible. So why does the Rashba have to say, maybe he forgot, maybe he mixed up, maybe this, maybe that, maybe he's lying? So it's a raya from the Rashba, that the Rashba is chilek on the Rambam and Rambam. And the Rashba shiti is that in the chayim means even with all the therapy being administered, it's still in the chayim. But it's mashma from the Rashba, that the Rashba goes much further than that. And the Rashba holds that the inner chayo is an essential fact. The inner chayo is an essential fact because the Rashba says, "V'yesh nishalim b'nei kviyima shemo l'dibur chachom la'arov v'riv b'alachayim shenitru b'ach matreif yeshemo l'chachomim min l'chayim avolef shemtsos l'chayim chosov guf ha'bitivom im kein kvar betal tokvar mishnasenu v'im kein zeh sheroyinu shechoyso m'yido shein ze treifes." But why? The Mashon says that. And still the Mashon, that new Trivus Chayis, and still the Mashon says, the new even the new Trivus Chayis are also a Sam, Bachelet, because the inner Chayis is only a Simen. It's not the essential fact. So it seems, it appears from this Moshe Rajbo, that Rajbo is Chilik, and he holds that every Trivus. So the Isa Trivus is based upon the fact that in Chayis. And we mentioned, we didn't give it Eretz. When we went over the Gemara, when the Gemara says, this Gemara, Elosol lo trapshim in Elosol, don't bakshir, vo yikach hisol b'shedre, titnan kam hisol b'shedre, v'sham eshtei chulies, ubisil mechul yachas, ve'om ravido mashmuel v'chil yitriv. So in other words, actually, the machlik v'sham b'sil is in respect to Nodo. So Shmuel says the same machlokes applies to Behemoth Gavriles. What's the Shaykhes? So Teisva says, Misei v'dai kravule, dikto legabi gulgeles, kamo chesom v'ugele, v'shamu nikto magdeyach, 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 v'shamu nikto magdeyach. So in other words, so we see, so doesn't it appear from this Gemara, that the inner chayo of all trees, not just of the three trees, like Nikolach and Elie, but the whole treifes, even the treifes of the Aloch Lameshim Sinai, because this treife is mentioned, is included in the Ches treifes. It's not over and above the Ches treifes. Bishleife, Lechem, Nikolach and Elie, so is over and above the Ches treifes that are mentioned in the Aloch Lameshim Sinai. So, and Bishleife, Nikolach and Elie, according to Rabban, is also not mentioned in the Ches treifes. Teisve says it's included in Behemosh Nachurak now, but the Ramban is not Meshubet to that sheet of Teisve. But these are included in the Tres Trefes in the Aloch Lameshim Sinai. And still, it appears from this Gemara that the reason is why, according to Bisila, who says Ligabe to Masiyah, that if one vertebra, one chulye is missing from the human spine. So not missing. I'm sorry. That's right. If one vertebra is missing from the human spine, so the spine is not mitamei el. So the same thing with according to Bisilel, if the behemo one vertebra is missing, so the behemo is a treifa. Why? Because it has to do shiomise choshek pison. But the meiso is not the essential fact, is not the basis of this. So doesn't it appear from this Gemara that the Ein Chayo is really the basis? Because if we are going to say that the Ein Chayo is not the basis, that's only an accidental fact. So, and why is are certain Ein Chayo? Because the Aloha Mishmi Sinai declares them as traitors. Declare them as treifes. So then the question arises, so how can Shmuel say V'chil treifo just because Bisil say Ligabe Odo, that if one chulye is missing from the spine, so then, or if there is a chisom in the skull, in the human skull, so Kimli Magdeach, I mean, Kidishinot Menachai Yomus, according to Magdeach, that's according to Bisham, according to Bisil, Kidishinot Menachai Yomus. So mainly it's not mitame be'el, the same thing that in the behemo, if one vertebra is missing, so it's treifo. If the din of treifo behemo had been based upon the fact that it's neitel amur, so you can understand. So just as we see ligabi odo, ligabi tamaseya, that it's neitel amur, so ligabi behemo is also neitel amur. But if we are going to say there it's based upon Ruach HaMashiach b'Sinai, and whether he does live or doesn't live, that's not important, that's only coincidental fact. So, what's the equation between Odom and Behemo? So, doesn't it appear from this Gemara that Einu Chayo is an essential fact? And, of course, from the Rashi it appears that way. But then, if we are going to say that, now, so then it should follow, now, the Prayer Sheya, Anchu. So he says, that there was a Shinra Teva in respect to the Chayo, to the Inu Chayo of the Treifo that the Gemara mentions. But, so Rashi points out, even though there is a Shina Teva, and today the Teva was Nishtamim, and the behemoth with the perforated lung, for example, could live, but it's a Treifa anyway. Why? Because it's not the essential fact. Now, according to the Yish Machshir and the Miri, according to the Sheol, so a behemoth with the perforated lung would become Mutat Veli if there is a Shina Teva. I mean, which is. But that's a Shita Truyo, I mean, what the Miri mentions. The Miri himself rejected. So does it mean that according to the Rashbo, if there is a Shina Teva, the Prir Sheol says there is a Shina Teva, so then, Chmein Chas V'Sholem, I mean, how can we even conceive such a notion? But if we are going to say that the Treifo in Achayo is only a coincidental fact, it's not the Basel Shem Treifo, so why does he say, Im kein kwa batalt no klam she sinu shomo she kome ya khayo vi im kein ze shomino she khoyso mi ido she ze tripes why because it's nothing to do with this affair. So it seems that all the shem so we have to say that all the shem mo the day la khayo is not the basis of this affair. So maybe even if there will be nishtana teva so still it will still be the is of it. So including the Rashi. Oh, so why the Rashbo? Why does the Rashbo rebut this Shite who say that treif in a chayo means reif is in a chayo? So he says it's impossible because if only reif is in a chayo, so then we have to say that the mute that are observed to be a chayo should be mute b'achile. But we must say that it's only a coincidental fact. So, and how will we answer this Gemara, which Shmuel says, what's the shaykhes between an Odom, regarding to Maseyal, where there it depends upon the fact that the human being, if a certain chisom is in the spine, or a certain chisom in the skull, so then he cannot live, so that's why, without that portion missing, so melee, the human spine or the human skull is not mitar beya. What is it? What bearing does it have upon treifus of beim or whether it's grounded malach of mishmi sinai? Not on the question as to whether it can live or it cannot live. So we have to understand. But it seems like this: the two, the reason as to why the treifus, the yutches treifus, are also bachile because the malach of mishmi sinai declared them. Not because it's Neitel Amos. And even if there will be a Shina Teva, and there will not be Neitel Amos, it will still be Osa Bachel, as the Prir Sheol says. I mean, she's a double portion. But the Gemara Daf Lamed Zayin says that the difference between Treifo and Geisis, now both are Neitel Amos, Geisis is even more Neitel Amos, Geisis is Neitel Amos to such an extent that he is expected to die within minutes, within hours. He cannot survive even for one day. So what's the difference between Treifo and Geisis? So the Gemara Daf Lamed Zayin says Treifo involves a chisom. Geisis does not necessarily involve a chisom. In other words, there is a difference between someone who is Neitel Amos on account of an organic defect, or Neitel Amos because of a functional defect. So if someone is Neitel Amos because of a functional defect, so then it's called Geisis. If someone is Neitel Amos because of an organic defect, so then it's called Treifo. So in other words, so the definition of Treifo from that Gemara is Chisor. Chisor, all right, eight categories. One of the categories is chasur. The other category, we have nikubo. But nikubo and shmuro and nifulo all represent an organic defect. Not a mere functional defect, but an organic defect. So we have eight categories of organic defects. We have Chaseiro, we have Nitulo, we have Psuko, we have Nikuko, we have Nifulo. So, but they all have one common denominator, whether it's Nikuko or Chaseiro, or Psuko, or Shmuro, or Nifuro, they all have one common aspect. Namely, they all have an organic, a substantial organic defect. Now, so the halacha, the essence of trade four, consists that the behemoth has a very substantial, a very serious organic defect. So the question is, what constitutes a serious organic defect, and what is to be considered as a minor organic defect? As a minor organic defect. So the fact that Bishas Matantor, a certain maki, a certain organic defect, was so serious that it had to reduce the lifespan of the behavior, whether with therapy or even whether without therapy or even if it is with therapy, but this is the essential characteristic. So the essential characteristic of Ibtrefoy is not just that it's Nitalomus. Nitalomus is not of importance. And Nitalomus is not the essential thing. But the essential thing is that it is afflicted with a very serious organic defect. What is called serious and what is not serious? What is called serious, what is not called serious? So if it is the kind of a defect that could survive without reducing the span of life of the behemoth, so then it's not a serious organic defect. But if it is a kind of a thing that must reduce the normal span of life, so mele, it's a raya that it is a very serious organic defect. But the criterion, so the ina chayo is only the criterion whereby we can determine as to whether the organic defect is a serious one or a minor one. Not that the Nitalomus per se is the cause of the Shem Trepo. The cause of the Shem Trepo is the seriousness of the organic defect. What is serious, what is minor? If it tends to reduce the lifespan of the behemoth, so that's considered serious organic defect. If it doesn't tend to reduce the lifespan of the behemoth, it's not a serious organic defect. So mele, it's not a trefo. But the criterion is the fact that it's a falomus bismamatantor. But if there would be an ishtara teva, there would be an ishtara teva, and bismamatantor, so then it tended to reduce the lifespan. So it's a raya that it is a serious organic defect, so even now that it's Nishtara Teva, it's still a serious organic defect. It's still a serious organic defect. So maybe that's why the Rajma says that we cannot say like the Marshal. What does the Marshal say? The Marshal says, I mean, the Marshal lived after the Rajma, but there was such a shit that we cannot say like the shit of the Marshal, that in the Chayim means Reifrevis in Chayim, but Mutrevis is Chayim. Because if that is so then it should necessarily follow that if we determine that a certain behemoth belongs to a new treifis or achayis, it should be mutabachir. So yes, but the in achayo is not the cause of the isa treifis. Vorayi, suppose it will be nishtana teva. So the Rashi will be made to what the Prashir says, that it will still be osea. The answer is of course the Rashi will be made. It's not the cause, it's not the inachayo is the cause of the isatrefe. But the inachayo is a simen that it's a very serious market. It's a very serious market. So the criterion is not whether in the specific generation it is bound to die from that market, but whether bismamatun Torah it was meiso from that market. So, but if his mamatun Torah it was meiso from that market, so mele that's a raya, that this is a very serious organic defect. So mele, even if there will be nishtana teva, but Rashi says, if we are going to assume that even his mamatun Torah, so reif treifes in achayis, but mil treifes achayis, So mainly it couldn't be a criterion whereby we could determine that this is a serious organic living. So the Mashal will say, true, that only Reif Treif is a Chayis, and here Treif is a Chayis. But the fact that Reif Treif is cannot survive alone with one of these Makes, so that in itself determines that it's a very serious defect. So the Mele, even the Miut, who are Chayis, so they too are affected with this affair. That's what the Mashal says. But the Rashbo says no. True that it's not the basis of this affair, but it is the criterion. It is an important fact, because this is the criterion whereby we determine that the Makke is a very serious Makke, represents a very serious organic defect. So the Mele, if we know that a certain behemoth is not meso, so that means that it doesn't have, that this particular behemoth does not have a very serious organic defect. So it shouldn't be trefe, and that's impossible. So it's a raya that all behemoths is mamad toh, all behemoths trefe is mamad toh in chayis. That's the raya of that. Now we can understand this Gemara. When the Gemara says, "Voyikach chisolim b'shedre," ditnam, kamo chisolim b'shedre, b'sham ayin yudim sheichuli b'silayim yichuli achas. V'om Rav Yudam Shmuel mechen yitreifu. So, why mechen yitreifu? Because we say the daik habili. Diktone gabi yogeles, kamo chisolim b'gile, b'sham ayin yichuli magdeyach. U'b'silayim yichuli shenatun achai, v'yomus. Aumedi b'shir, mise choshif chisolim. Because true that the treifes are based upon the halacha of Meshi Sinai. Treifes are based upon the halacha of Meshi Sinai. But any maki that is made so from it, so it is definitely a serious maki. It's a serious organic defect. So melee, it must be included in the halacha of Meshi Sinai. True, all the treifes are treifes with the halacha of Meshi Sinai. But the Aloch Lemesh Sinai gives a list of serious makis. What is the criterion whereby we determine whether it's serious makis or not serious makis, whether it's a serious organic defect or not, if it's meisa. So, if it's meisa, bismam atentor, whether it's meisa now, doesn't make any difference. If there will be shina atema now, it doesn't make any difference, as the Prashaya says. So, Mimele, since Basil say that where it's kishinot l'nachai v'yomus, so the mele, it negates the character of igulgeles, so that means that this constitutes a very substantial organic defect, since it's not considered as roibinyan or roibinyan of guvodo. So the male, since it's a very serious organic defect, so we have to say that it must be included now in the interesting result of the mishmas. Alright, so the final analysis, so it is true, except according to that chite that the Miri mentions and the Sheol in the Rajbo, that the cause of this atrophy is not the fact that it's in the Chayom. It's Aloch HaMeshi B'Sinai. But the Aloch HaMeshi B'Sinai doesn't say that any market makes a name a for only certain markets. Why certain markets? Because these markets are substantial organic defects. So, what's the raya whether it's a substantial organic defect or not? If Bismamat and Torah, it was in a chayah. So, mainly it's a raya that these markets constitute a substantial organic defect. Alright. Now, so we left off in the Gemara, Daphne Gimel Amadal. Ve'yomar Rabbi Yitzchak bar Yosef, Amar Rabbi Yochanan, Moro Sheni, Kvo Mikoret Tzitmoso, Ksheiro. If the gallbladder in the behemoth was pierced, but the liver blocks it, so it's Ksheiro. Again, even though, I mean, now you will ask, Bishleime, if they in the Chayo is the basis. So you understand? Because like this, it pierced, the perforated gallbladder is fake. But if something works, so it's not fatal. But whether the Ein Ohayo is not the basis of this atreifo, the basis is atreifo with the Aloch Lameshim is Sinai. So why did the Gemara say the Kovetz it was Monefshah? The Aloch Lameshim is Sinai says, mentions, Moroshe Mikvo in the interest of so it's a treifo. So what did it make? Whether the liver plucks it or the liver doesn't pluck. The answer is, it's Aloch Lameshim is Sinai. But Aloch Lameshim is Sinai is based upon the fact that all the these yutches makis, organic defects, constitute very serious organic defects. So when is it a serious organic defect, a very serious result? That's only if there is nothing to it, there is no other organ that blocks the nekev. But if there is another organ that blocks the nekev, then it's not a serious organic defect. So no, it's not a trait. That's in a no. So if that's mentioned in the next Mishnah, in the third Mishnah, where the Mishnah gives a list of treifes in a no. So one of treifes in a no is Nikavaku Kevet. So that's the counterpart of, let's say, of the Bisakinsis, of the woman, or the Bisakinsis, the Tikkun and the Behemoth. That's the stomach. So the Bisakinsis, or the Keres, or the Hemsis, or the Gomesis, or the King, or the Gomesis, represent the four different stomachs in the Behemoth. And And in north, you have two. You have the Kokemon, the Geezer, and the Zephyr. Some fowls don't have the Zephyr. Some fowls. But every fowl has a Kokemon, a Geezer. And then there is the Zephyr, the crab. So Jos is Nikapakeres or Nikapisakinsis in the Behemo is straightforward. So Nikapakokemon, the Geezer. In a chicken who was perforated, it's also a trefoil. So he says, Nikavakokeve. If the gizzard was perforated, but the lining is intact, so it's kosher. Why? Because then it's not a serious organic defect. I boil. Nikavakis. Vikokeve kaya mai. Suppose the lightning was pierced, but the kokimon itself is intact. Toshma, the Rav Nachman, kosher. Now let's say the drash. Because it's in Tamso, shelikurim kim dibuko bikovei, v'chibur hakovei itzeis mesalem. Sheilach Rabbi Yisrael, ki shaloi, klipa apnimis, ze shaloi keneged ze. Pinzel and Milo, no, that's the point. Shnei Eireis, Yeshu Veishet. The Veishet, the Golet, the esophagus, has two membranes. The outer membrane, Chitzei Ode, is red. And the inner membrane of the Veishet. So that's lower. Nikav Zebeloise, Nikla Veishet is red. So when is it right for? What is it trade for? Only if the nekev pierces through both membranes. But suppose only one membrane is pierced, the other one is intact, so there it's not trade. Shnei yeres yishloi bish. Chitzin odei, upnim elobe. Nikav zebo zekosh. Lomo li, rimei ma chitzin odei upnim elobe, di yicholish trade. Suppose he just did the reverse. Normally, so the outer membrane is red and the inner membrane is white, but suppose it is the other way around, so it's straightforward. In other words, if the outer membrane, which is usually red, happens to be lower, and the inner, which is usually lower, happens to be red, so it's straightforward. Iboyal. Suppose both membranes are pierced, but it's not working negative. In other words, suppose if this is, let's say, the outer membrane, and then here is the inner membrane, and suppose it's the nekev in the outer membrane is here. And the nekev in the inner membrane is here, a little way. So is it kosher or it's not kosher? So, Omar Marzutra Mishnei Rav Pope beveishet kosher. In the veishet, so even though there is a nekev in each membrane, but as long as they are in different spots, so it's kosher. In other words, because the nekev in the outer membrane is blocked by the inner membrane, because there is no nekev can I get there, and the nekev in the inner membrane is blocked by the outer membrane, so it's kosher. Vishet kosher. Bikukilen, but let's say the two linings of the gizzard, the two linings of the gizzard. So if you have a nekev in each lining, even though you are not, it's not zekenegetze, so it's straight. Alright. Zeshalekenegetze. Kein zele maio vizule map. Bikokven post. So beveishet, he says, it's kosher. I mean, this is what Rav Pope said. We don't pass for it. We pass for it, Avash. But Rav Pope said, beveishet kosher, bikokven post. Or bikokven treif. Hochesvirle. Mishum, why is it bikokven treif? Hochesvirle, mishum shamachal, misasif shom. Because in the gizzard, so all the food, that's the stomach in and off. בגזר. שהמחל מנססה יושו, הוא מחלחל, ונכנס בנקב עד שנעיצי דרך נקב השני. In other words, this is destined to result in all kinds of complications. Because if you have one nekev in one line, some male or some clumps of food will go through, and then as the chicken, the off moves, so it will go through the other lining that is a little away, removed. So that is shayach migabi kokva, but migabi veishet. So the food does not pile up in the veishet, so it's not shayach. So that's why it's kosher. This is what I'm proposing. Maskiv lo ravash adara. It's the other way around. That if it's nikvu in the veishet zeshalu kinegetze, so it's rain. If it's nikvu zeshalu kinegetze in the kogemon, the gizzard, it's kosher. Why? Veishet achlebeu payebei. Because with the veishet, so the behemoy eats. The behemoy eats. So the food goes down directly through the veishet and it bellows with it, it eats and it bellows. Is rafach gamdelei upashdelei. So in other words, so it expands as a result of the eating. So it keeps on moving the muscles of the veishet esophagus. So as a result of eating with the veishet and bellowing with the veishet, so the veishet constantly expands and contracts. So mele, on account of the constant expansion and contraction of the muscles of the veishet, so it's very likely the mihinzet the minanzin badodi. So it will certain moments the two nikobim will correspond with each other, will be exactly negative. Because it's true, let's say then you have one ekev here and you have one ekev here, but since it contracts and expands, so that ekev in the course of the expansion and contraction might move and be opposite the other ekev. Some mele it is a very serious organic defect. But there is no constant contraction and expansion of the muscles in the kokama. So the mele, so when is it trefo in the tutnikovima mamizekinegate? But if they're not mamizekinegate, so then it's not likely that they will meet and correspond with each other to become consecutive, because there is no contraction and expansion in the kogel. So in other words, the Rav Pope also said that first the Gemara said that the Mona Meira said in the name of Rav Pope, Vivation Kosher Mikogel Apostle. So he said, Rav Pope also said like you, that Bivashet is possible because of the constant contraction and expansion, and Bikur Kevin is kosher. Alright. Bikur Kevin possible. Long as the Shemach Misas, Shemachal Mechnekashi is there, Nekashim, who Pai Bitsay, Yakarashi, 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 means misramen mechavna adode as a result of the contraction and the expansion, so the two nikobim might come together to be one just opposite the other. All right. Ve'yomar Rabbi, chum shol o machmas mati ve'yishet ein nikom. Now, if the ve'yishet becomes pierced, even bimash, so the alochi is it's a trait. Sometimes, suppose there was a nekev in the ve'yishet, and then scar tissue was formed. So one could argue, true, it was a trefor because it had a nekev in the veishet, but scar tissue was formed, so that nekev is healed already, so maybe it should not be a trefor. Still, so Rabbi says, לתקום שלום אחווס מקום ואישת, אין נקום. ויניקה וניסתם אפילו אוסו ואיסטימו, אבל ויל סקאפי שוב, אין מסקיים אז. כתם גירם ביבומץ, בחושות פה, ניקף פה, סולניסתם כושר, וזהו פסול שכי זה לרשירי. So we say with David Khrushchev, the thief, there is an ekef in the gate. So then, he is also already called. But, suppose there was an ekef in the gate. And then that ekef was nistam, was blocked. So it's kosher now. That's the difference between treifes with hepo and the iser of Khrushchev Lovendiko. What is a Khrushchev? A Pitsudaka Khrushchev is one whose genital organs were mutilated. So he's also a Lovibiko. But they are Ligabe Khrushchev. So there is a Loche that only that kind of a mutilation of the genital organs that make the person unable to have children. If the mutilation makes the person sterile, that he cannot have children. But if, now there are a number of Jews who were mutilated by the Nazi bestie Mashmon, and they couldn't have any children. I mean, just sadistically, the Nazi beast did it. And some of them, some of those were mutilated by the Nazi beasts, so they were never able to have children. But some of them, so miraculous operations were performed by some outstanding surgeons, and they were enabled through this kind of surgery, they were able to have children. I know some of them. Now, so over there, these Jews who were originally Khrushchev was Patsudakos because the genital organs were so mutilated that they couldn't have children. But once surgery is performed in such a way that he is not sterile anymore, so then he's mutilated. Because over there, the fact, this is an integral part of Khrushchev. In other words, of Patsudakos Khrushchev. In other words, one whose genital organs are so mutilated that as a result he cannot have children, that's a Khrushchev. Some people can't have children, but there is no physical mutilation, so that he is mutilated. But if somebody is unable to have children because of a physical organic mutilation, not a functional mutilation, then he is not a Khrushchev. But if he cannot have children because of an organic, physical mutilation, so then he's a Patsudako. But only if he cannot have children. But if, let's say, surgery is performed and he can have children, so then the Shem Patsudako and Khrushchev is perfect. So this is what he says. Any convenika vini saplos of istimo, but he's kayemes. Kilamuli vomits. Khrushchev for nika, there is an ekip in the gate. So it's possible to become nistam, but suppose it was healed and he's able to have children. So he's kosher. Vizeu psu shachizel rechere, because in regard to Patsudak and Khrushchev, the inability to have children on account of the physical mutilation is an essential fact. It's not a statistical fact, a coincidental fact, like the inachayo in a treifet behemo. There it's an essential fact. So he says, "Vizeu psum shachiz alech sheirei, zeu limute krum sheolo machmas mako bireo sheino krum dichol nikuvet itreifes loy mahanyal istime yisal kebulach hazman v'lidom el reyeshe nikvo v'deifes et moso u'istima askovei bimoro u'istimo d'yirchayim b'chal cheiles d'likamo d'ayistime mi'ikori." So then the Gemara says that zeu psul shachizel yirshoyrei zeu limutekum sholo machmas mako vireyo sheino krum. In other words, the thief, the reyo, the behemoth was pierced, was mikubo, even though it forms scar tissue, and that and that covered up the nekev. So it's still a treifa. It's still a treifa. Now, so it's still a treifa. So here we couldn't, as the kashi, but it was healed because here a certain a treifa is a treifa because Allah HaMashiach is Sinai. Allah HaMashiach is Sinai, not because it's in Chayim. But so why does Rashi explain? Rashi explained the treifas on Mahanu is Tima the Salkebu Lachazman. Why does he have to resort to it? The answer is, if not for the possibility that the scar tissue might be removed sometimes in the future, so then we would say that even krum sho'olo machmas mako, even krum sho'olo machmas mako bireyo, so then it should not be a treifa. Why shouldn't it be a treifa? Because there is no nekev. Now, doesn't that conflict with what all the rishonim say and with what the Ramban says in one lashon? All right, the Ramban in another lashon says something else, but the other rishonim achil kanim. So they all are masik on the Ramban. How can the Ramban say that it's if lech techotzuras agidi, and then he cut off the whole leg beneath the knee, so it's able to live? So how can the Ramban say that it's chizal achshero? I mean, how is it possible that if it's a treifa that it should be chizal achshero? So it is taken for granted that once a behemoth becomes a treifa, it cannot be chizal achshero. If a behemoth is a treifa for 1 minute, it's a treifa always. It's always a treifa. So, but doesn't it, from this Rashi, doesn't it appear the contrary? The Rashi says, "Zeu l'mitikhum sholom machmas mako bereyo shenikhum." The whole mikum the treifa is we handle stime. So, Rashi says, "Nisal kibulach hazman." Why does Rashi have to say "Nisal kibulach hazman"? Let's say it will never be removed. So it should not be a treifa. So it still should be a treifa. Because it was before the scar tissue was formed. Before the scar tissue was formed. So it was a treifa, it had a real naked. So let's say, if on Sunday morning, one examines the behemoth and he sees that the ray has a naked. He was able for an x-ray, he saw that there was a naked in the ray. There was a naked in the ray. And then, a month later, again, through the x-ray, he looks at the ray of the baby. So he sees that scar tissue was formed. The scar tissue was formed. So, Rashi says that there is it's still treifa, even though scar tissue was formed on that naked. So Rashi says, why? Because it's very likely that sometimes later, the scar tissue will be removed. And it will be perfect. The implication being that if that hadn't been likely, so then it would be chizal achshiro. But don't talk to Rishayim say that this is an impossibility. And even that Roshan and Ramban, who says the contrary, so we said, the Ramban says it only in respect to Tzumas Hagidim, but he doesn't say it in respect to Nikapatchol, but Nikapatchol, if the spleen in the thick part was pierced, and then cut out the spleen, so it doesn't become Chayor. So it's taken for granted by everybody that once a behemoth becomes Chayor, it cannot be Chayor Chayor. So why does Rashi have to say, the Salke Malach Hazman? Who is interested whether it's Salke Malach Hazman or not? The answer is, the Ramban himself mentions a distinction between, in the first portion, so when he says that and then he cut off, a doctor cut off the whole leg, so it still remains faithful, because we couldn't say the opposite. Because if we say the opposite, so then we should also say that we should also say that if it's nikah had hole, the spleen was perforated in the thick part, so then so it's a treifa, and then somebody cut out the spleen altogether, it should become chero, and that's inconceivable. So then he says, the Ramban says, when he discusses the first lotion, so he says, since it was able to live as a result of a maise done by man. So mele we say, if at one moment it was a treife, and then through surgery, through a certain maise, by cutting out, let's say, through the spleen, so it was able to live, so mele the shem treife is not poka. Mashein came in the case or by itself, b'dei shomayim. So the naked becomes covered up. So then we should say Igloye Milsel Mafreya, it was never a thing. So the reason when Rashi says the saltable achazman, because of the likelihood that this scar tissue will ultimately be removed, so the melee it means it did become a traitor. But if that hadn't been likely, so then I would say, suppose on Sunday, on one Sunday, somebody looks through an x-ray, he looks at the lung of the behemoth, and he sees, he observes that the lung of the behemoth is mekuvah, is perforated. And then, let's say, a month later, he again looks at the lung of the behemoth through an x-ray, and he sees that scar tissue somehow formed b'nei shomayim by itself. So then, we are not going to say between this Sunday and the month later, so it was a treifah. And from that Sunday on, the shem treifah is spoken. That's an impossibility. But if scar tissue was formed by itself, so then we are going to say, hupra hadol mafreya, that even before the scar tissue was formed, it didn't become treifah. Because that means it wasn't a naked. A naked that is temporary and by itself, it will form scar tissue. A permanent scar tissue is not a naked. So in other words, so this is what Rashi means. So because of salkebul achazman, but if not for the fact that salkebul achazman, so then it wouldn't become treifah at the very outset. The idomel reishani from the defense of Moshe, who is still coming tomorrow, who is still yachai v'chachil is the coming. That he is still a mikol. ויאמר אבא, וישת אין לי בדיקה מבחוץ, אלו בפנים. ומי נפגן הנה, לסוף לדרוסון. So Rabbi says, that the וישת has no בדיקה מבחוץ, only in the פנים. In other words, because the וישת has two membranes. It has the outer membrane. It has the outer membrane, which the outer membrane is red, and the inner membrane is white. So, veishet dikom bachutz lifishoir achitzin odei v'intipazdam nikeres be. So, in other words, how can you be bathing whether there is dam? So, in the inner membrane, which is not red, so any droplet of blood will be detected. But the slightest droplet of blood can be detected. But the outer membrane of the veishet, which is red, so the male, you couldn't detect a minute droplet of blood because the whole tsure, the whole marrow of the outer membrane is red anyway. We might have to be there. Leisofik rus. Suppose we have a behavior that is leisofik rus. So let's see the Rashi. Leisofik rus. כי אם הנה על דין כאלה מי חשלו כאלה כמון יהיו קושוסי ואינו קומיקרקרן יהיו קושוסי ואינו קומיקרקרן. In other words, suppose a lion entered the stable of oxen, of shvot, that's the Gemara, Daf Nun Gimel, and then the door was closed, so we didn't see what the lion did inside the stable to the oxen, whether he did anything or not, but those who were standing outside the stable, so they heard that the lion was quiet. He didn't scream. But the behemoths were lowing, were screaming. So it is something to say, because we don't know why were they screaming? Were they screaming because the lion attacked them? He clawed them? So they're screaming, or they were screaming, Mahma's fight! Mahma's fight! So each axe In the stable is a sophic trail, sophic rose. So is Taus, all right. The sophic rose, Gehanna, Digle, Meicha, Shlodik, Lekamo. Ilu, Koshosi. The lion was silent. The Inu, Komikalke. And the Shvorim, or the Behemoth, was screaming. Vamrin, Lekamo. So it's a sophic, we don't know. Vamrin, Lekamo, and Rus, Oshomru. Tzrichot, Duka. So in this case, we have to be Beidik. So if we are Beidik, let's say the Behemoth, and we see that there are no red marks on the whole organism of Behemoth, the Tziraye, that it wasn't clawed by a lion. Because had it been clawed by a lion, we certainly would notice red marks. So, do the Shomot Zerodike. Ve'inasuro achiyadim keneged acholo. So, suppose we do find on the outside red marks, but not neged the hollow of the behemoth. So it's still not a soul. Only if we find red marks on outside neged the hollow of the behemoth. Hollowly. We have to be bathing everything. So we have to be bathing the whole organism. So, and we have to be bathing the simonim too, because since there is a possibility that the lion clawed the behemoth, so maybe the lion injected its poison into the simonim of the behemoth, into the veshet, into the wind, the gargeres, the windpipe. So the simonim actually had the dima simonim atzmoch. So So if we see that outside it's red, connected the hole of the behemoth, so then it's also bafil. But suppose when he's bathing the tzavor of the behemoth, so he notices red marks on the tzavor of the behemoth. But on the simonim, then when he removes the skin, and he exposes the veshet, so he doesn't notice any red marks on the simonim themselves, just on the skin that covers the simonim. So it's not a soul. So uvi simonim achiyadim asimonim atzma. So v'loy shenika elo shoeres. So why is it if the simonim atzma are red? So then it's a raya that it's a treife, that this behim is a treife. So why is it treife? Not because of a neke, but not because of a neke. Because if we don't see any neke, why should we be chayshir? There is a neke. So why do we say that if we see red marks on the simonim themselves, so that's a raya that it was brought to such an extent that the behim is a treife? Not because we are chayshir for a neke. We don't have to be chayshir for a neke if we don't see one. We look at it and we don't see a neke. But then we anticipate the possibility that the lion, when he touched the became a simonim, so injected its poison into the simonim. Ruajikal Shoeres Madi Masiman Michalchil Vierik Lechole Uvive. Oh, so he says, Veishatil Dikin Bachut, Elov Vivni, Limaina Kibinel Isofik Druso. So Veishet in Nikarad Mimis Elon Bifnim Shoyalovon. So in other words, how can we determine whether the lion touched the simonim or not? Only if we expose the inner membrane and we look at the inner membrane and we see that it's completely white, no red marks, so then it's a raya that the simonim of the behemoth were not touched, were not detected by the lion. But just by looking without the membrane, without exposing the inner membrane, you cannot be sure. You cannot be sure because the outer membrane is red anyway. Is red anyway. So, I mean, we do not say, so what's the chiddush? Because one could say, if someone is a big expert and he's very knowledgeable, maybe he can distinguish between the natural redness of an outer membrane of a veshet and the special remarks that this outer member has. So, no, that is something that we couldn't determine, couldn't detect. So you could only determine by exposing the inner membrane and observing that there are no red marks on the inner membrane. The oseli kami de rabbi, have a body clear rabbi levashet mavroi. So there was a sofit ruse, so it was shown to rabbi. So rabbi made an inspection on the outer membrane of the veshet, on the sapiens. Omra Abaye was his Talmud and he was sitting there. Vomaru de omar veshet him with dikel and bifni. So how is it that you make an inspection upon the outer membrane? So when Abaye said that, so then, Afri Rabbi Ubakti, so then he inspected the inner membrane. Vishtakach alein, and in the membrane, he found two droplets of blood. Without. So the Rabbi, how did Rabbi at first inspect your outer membrane? You couldn't tell by looking the outer membrane, because it's red anyway. The Rabbi Namelir did the Abaye with the boy. Rabbi Namelir did the Abaye with the boy. Alright, we'll leave it here.
If the animal became healed, bidei shemayim, so then what's the difference if you would have eaten fungus from crops in the field and got penicillin in the system? In other words, the x-ray was made, and then he got penicillin in the system also because even though he has only minuscule mazel, but because of that mazel that he does have, the protis, so he ate fungus, and he got healed also a month later. So then,
what are you talking about? The case was
where the rio was nekev, and then it formed scar tissue a month later. Why? Not because of necessarily bidei shemayim, but we know there was fungus in the field, and he ate it. Or what even if after the x-ray, man went and put fungus on the field and let the animal chance upon it to eat it, and then a month later he did a bidik in the scar with the lungs.
We don't anticipate such an unusual contingency that the scar tissue was formed not by itself naturally, because we know scar tissue forms by itself.
Yes.
With fungus, without fungus, formed by itself. So if we see that by itself scar tissue is formed, so then we assume that it was formed by itself. That's all.
So then we don't have to be machshadi.
No, but if we know that it had an ekev originally, we looked through an x-ray.
Yes.
At one time.
It was an ekev.
And we saw it an ekev. Now we look through an x-ray alone. The scar tissue was formed.
So how does it remove the shape? How is it? It's still traced.
It's still traced. Why? Because even though now there is no ekev, because ultimately it will become the ekev will
return. It will return. So the Shachalach has said it's not able to be masher. It is
masher.
Of beer. Hashem Tavshim Mem Aleph Blue Yad Hora May 29th, 1980.
We left off in the Gemara that we on the days. Omar Rule. Yosha Pekint Beveshet. Suppose we find the thorn in the Beishet. Ein Cheshishin Shemonim. Now, there are two pshot. Ein Cheshishin, Yosha Pekint, Kinshocha Pekint. The Beheimei thorns, and then the Nitraf is in Beishet. And we find the thorn in the Beishet. But we don't see that it's nokuf bachutz, v'imira nikvos bachutz, v'kele dam in bobichon. Because if we detect a droplet of blood inside, so then it's a raya that how did the veshet come into it? How did the thorn come into the veshet? By sticking through, by piercing through the membranes of the veshet. But we don't see any dam bifnim. So it's chill. So, in other words, we don't have to anticipate the possibility. Maybe there was a neke. And how is it that we don't see any neke now? Because scar tissue covered it up. And if that had been the case, so then it would be treifel. Because the scar tissue that develops by itself over the neke is likely to be removed sometime later. So melee it doesn't cure the nekev.
So, but here we don't see any drop of blood. We don't see any naked. We just see a cave in the vision. So we don't have to be chesish, less than what's in the kip, and then the scar tissue covered it up. So, shemadeko yaviru vam kum shomach smak vivesha vinikum. That's one pshat. Vani shamati vihivri. Echesha vihivri, Hebrew itself means in the kip. It doesn't make any difference, I mean, just in the meaning of the word, but the meaning of the gemara, the pshat and the gemara is the same. So, ואני שמעתי ואילו מה שניקף כמו יבואו איסו מחר ואיסו. Alright. ולאולה, מה ישנה מסופי פרוסה? Why is it different than סופי פרוסה? Let's say when a lion entered his stable and then the door is closed and the people outside, so the herd, the behemoth lowing, screaming, and the lion was quiet. So there, there is a machlekes Rav and Shmuel whether we have to be cheshish or not. So they are cheshish, even though we didn't see any act of drusa, any act of glory, we just saw that a lion was there. So here too, we don't see nekev, we don't see blood, but we saw something that might very well be the call, might have been the result of a nekev. So, maishu misofi dusa, kusobar ule yichishishu misofi dusa. In other words, it's told in that machlekes whether sofi dusa, when the lion came into the stable and the word of him is screaming, whether it requires big machlekes having shmuel. So, in other words, ule holds that by sofi dusa, we don't have to be Vedic. So, merely here, we don't have to be cheshish either, because there is an analogy. In other words, in both cases, there is a reise, something that lends itself to the possibility of betrayal. Because of all the cheshish is something. Alright. Maishnu sabi gu sedi mishum dolar yubinaye. אמרים שם הדור אז מה צריכים לבדיק ואוכל אהב שלו לבדיק נקב משהו ביחיתם של בית שלו עם So in other words, so the Gemara says, Ule agrees with Shmuel that Tzopik Truso is in Cheshish. All right. ומייש במשליך תיחס, אחת של חילה ויחת של שומת, Why is it different than the case where on the table there were two chatiches, one chaticha of chilev, one chaticha of shumen, and then one ate one of the chatiches, b'shei, and he doesn't know, so he's mechuyev to bring an oshem tov. So why? Because since there were two chatiches, so it's possible that he ate the chaticha of chilev. So here too, since there is a certain circumstance that might mean that there was a nekev in the veishet, so we should be chesed. So the Gemara says, hosomis chazik isure. Over there, achashol chilev v'achashol shumen, so itikva isure. You see, the Gemara in Krisis uses a lashon ikva isure. Usually the term is chazik isure. The ischazik isur, hosam ischazik isur, achol ischazik isur. Usually, the term ischazik isur is used in a case where this chaticha itself had the status quo of isur. And the question is it mutana or not? But in the case of the chaticha is so no. So there isn't a chaticha that had the status quo of isur. The two together. Among the two chatichas together, there is one isa. So the lotion that the Gemara uses in Chrises is ikva isure. But ikva isure and ischazik isure is the same thing. So mele hosom ischazik isure, hocheloi ischazik isure. Umaish nemashich v'satim v'nimtzel gumo. One thing is clear, because in Chrises there is a machlekes anoyim. There is a shite, there is a tane who holds that there is a chiyuv of Hashem Tolu, even when it's not chticha achas mishtei chtichas. Just on the table there was a chaticha, and somebody ate it, and we don't know whether it's chiyuv or shumen.
So there is one mandorma who says that even in such cases mechuyev to bring the noshom tov. So of course, according to that mandorma, we certainly have to be cheshish in the case of yoshapotei's debation. But we pass like the mandorma that only by chtichachas mishtichtiches there is a chivah v'shem tov. But if there is just one chtichah, there is no chivah v'shem tov. So maybe we can say, where there is no ikva yisroel, there is no yischazik yisroel, so then we don't have to mechish. Right. Umayish mashich misakim imtzim gumo. So Rabune says that we have to mechish. And we do pass like Rabune generally, except in the case where Shiva Batsomis. So then we attribute it to the Shiva Batsomis. But if it's not Shiva Batsomis, then we pass like Rabune. Not like Rabune. So here too we should Cheshi. So the more Cheshi. So the more again says, also be Sabler, yes, be Sak. Alright, now let's see. My. כוסו באחיך נסו בפירוש איזה תורי, ורב שמואל ופירקי, משתך תיחס, שאם מוח לאחד מידי איזה מילמי, מה שפעל לסוף, הוח ומצרד לסוג השני, שבסקית ומניקי ואין כלום, השיר מצד בדוקות בישראל כסוג את משחיתה, וישיאל את רייסה, ולישחז עם רישה, וישיאל את מסוף, ישחז את שייך, ומימה במקורי, ישיאל את שייך ומימה, ומידה דוד סוף, ומה ישנו מסוף, כתוב במשוס היוחד, דיסווי תומי, Bisveki Tomei. So why does the Gemara it mashes of Tom Shayochi this veke is Tomei? Utamecho, Nidmos of Tom Shisarab, Musikitoe, Elo Hosso Bilhasmiolo. We say it, so it's a special Tazakosu by Tome, so we cannot learn it out the Gabin so. Is ja hoch as los mit dem sehen und tut mir die Tage in Tambila und gab mir nicht doch hat mir und sieht mir sagen sehen der kann nie de die Masse ist los ich sei auch was so mich so viel absolut tut mich sei auch ich zwecke Tom Because one could argue that when is it possible to be Vedic only by off? Because off you only have to share one thing. So in Mele you could just share the Kone and the Veshet you wouldn't share. And then after the Shrite you will just inspect the Veshet. So of course the outer membrane you cannot notice because it's red anyway, but then you will inspect the inner membrane, so you'll see if there is any red spot or there is no red spot. Mashiukim by behemo you cannot share just the gageres, you have to share the gageres and the veshet. So mainly if you share the veshet, so in one place of the veshet, in one place of the veshet, So there must be dam. So then it will be impossible. So it will be impossible to notice whether there was any red or there wasn't any red mark. Because there has to be dam. And there has to be a red mark anyway. Because of the shechita elevation. So we could argue that way. So Rashi says no. פירי וקונדה בי מנעמי כתקמתי, ומי שלא ינגע בנקב, ויקל ומימה, ויל מבינו כי נקב שם. If the question is whether the behemoth had a evasion occur. So then it's impossible by behemoth to be made. Because by off, yes, if there is a socket, whether the veisha in the off had the neck, had the neck higher.